From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Progress has been made in Congress, but there's still more work to be done. That was President Obama's message today when he appeared with a group of middle-class taxpayers to talk about the fiscal cliff. In just a few hours, tax rates for everyone are set to jump to levels last seen in the Clinton administration, and it doesn't look like Congress will vote tonight to prevent it from happening. Deep across-the-board spending cuts known as sequestration will also soon kick in, unless Congress acts in the coming days to undo them. Earlier, I spoke with NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna about where things stand with negotiations.
I think we have most of the pieces of a deal in place, but some key details have not been worked out yet. Earlier today, GOP leader McConnell emerged from negotiations being carried out mostly over the phone in his office, and he went to the Senate floor to announce what sounded like some good news.
I can report that we've reached an agreement on all of the tax issues. We are very, very close. As the president just said, the most important piece, the piece that has to be done now, is preventing the tax hikes.
People at the White House familiar with the negotiation are also confirming there is a deal as far as taxes go, and it amounts to a rather large concession by Democrats. Instead of extending Bush-era tax cuts only for household income below $250,000, which is what President Obama has been urging, this deal would boost that threshold to $450,000, which means only the top 1% of taxpayers would have to start paying Clinton-era tax rates of about 5 percentage points more than what they're paying now, and only on very high levels of income. Those same people would see tax rates for capital gains and dividends rise from 15 to 20%, and the threshold for taxing large estates would stay where it is at $5 million, while the rate would rise from 35 to 40%. And beyond that, emergency unemployment insurance would be extended for a year. The alternative minimum tax would go away for most taxpayers. Medicare doctors would not be hit with a 27% cut in payments, and a variety of other tax breaks would also be extended.
So what's become the main sticking point for closing a deal?
Well, according to Republicans, it's President Obama's insistence that the $110 billion in automatic spending cuts, known as the sequester, be suspended for a year or two while a larger deficit reduction deal is worked out. Republicans accuse the president today of holding a deal hostage to getting those cuts waived. And they say that even without such a waiver, this deal is already sorely lacking in anything that reduces the deficit. And some Tea Party-backed Republicans are balking at any deal that lets taxes go up but does not push down spending. Here's Kentucky Senator Rand Paul today.
We, the Republican Party, the party of limited government and low taxation, should have no part in this. We should have no fingerprints on this, and we should in no way support anything that raises taxes because it's bad economic policy. So I, for one, will not support any proposal that comes out that does not cut spending and raises taxes.
David, just a few seconds left, but how was President Obama's appearance received on Capitol Hill?
Not very well by Republicans. Right after the president spoke, Arizona Senator John McCain said that he was antagonizing House Republicans with his words, and in McCain's words, throwing kerosene on the fire for conservatives who'd vowed not to raise anyone's taxes.
That's NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna speaking to us from the Capitol. David, thank you.
You're quite welcome, Audie.